Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today?
Good.
And welcome to our second hour. Boy, we have a lot going on today, and praise God, it's been on fire, right? Guys,
yeah.
Gentlemen, yes, it really has. We have talked about a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. I think we've settled a lot of things.
Right? I think we did.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's move on, okay. Right. So we are live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and we're live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that on any electronic device and search. I'm telling you that so you can share that with someone else. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-389-9944. I'm sorry. 38. I can't see. I don't know where my glasses are.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Sorry. 740-383-9944. If you just want to be a part of the show, ask any questions or make any comments. If it's your first time, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that number is on the website anyways, by the way.
Yeah.
Like when they go up to WWGH 101, 107.1.
Why did I put my glasses up and knowing I didn't know for this whole hour? Oh, gosh.
Then you tried to read without them.
Yep.
That was scary.
I didn't even realize they were not on my face. Okay, let's keep it rolling now.
Yeah.
My guest today, Willie Harris Tap One.
Willie Harris Tap One.
And Mike?
Michael Grubbs, yes.
Michael Grubbs.
They are going to be my guests this hour. Now, we have really had some good chit-chats today, haven't we?
Oh,
political?
Yeah. Yep.
Local?
Yep.
Yeah. But all politics is local.
Yep.
That's a true statement that most people
don't understand. Well, I
guess it is. It is, because everything...
We have power wherever we are, right?
Well, wherever you got politics, it's going to be somewhere where you are. That's local.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
The only ones that don't have say is J.D. Vance's couch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vance's couch does not have any say, which is very sad.
Well, they're filing a suit for it. Couch rape.
Yeah.
What is it?
I can't say it but once, see, because you ain't supposed to say the word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Couch rubbing. Let's call it that. But everybody that was, they knew he was doing that stuff, man.
Oh, my. I don't even know what
just
it
like
is.
Mark,
I must have missed
Mark
that,
Roberts.
Huh?
They knew Mark Roberts was going to all them porn places.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
With pizza.
Yep.
Yeah, he was good. And he was the lieutenant governor.
Of course. Why not? Why not?
Mm-mm. And you know, we was talking earlier about politics, and we were talking about Republicans. Because we used to, in Maryland, I used to vote all the time for Michael Steele. And he was a Republican because he talked about stuff that was going to help my particular group of people.
Right.
See, and that's why.
And that's okay.
And that's why I voted for him. Why? I didn't vote for him, but now you can't vote for people. Now, I would still vote for him, but I'm just saying that now people think they're only supposed to vote whatever their affiliation
because
is.
Because I don't think they look beyond the R or the D, and that's the problem.
Yep.
You need to look beyond that, and you need to also it's our responsibility to keep our eyes on them at all times. We need to be there. We need to hold them accountable. If we don't hold them accountable, again, this is what we get. And we asked for it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, somebody did.
Well, regardless of whether we voted for them or not,
we suffer with it.
If
that's
we're
true.
Not, if we're not, saying something about it, we're complicit in it.
Yeah, I got you.
So
on that. I got you on that. But I'm gonna blame Linda. I'm not gonna take the blame.
Oh well, I mean, we're all on the same bus.
That's true.
We're all on the same bus. Like this is an analogy that I heard somebody say once, and he's like, "We're all on a bus, and it doesn't matter how much we agree or not. As long as the person that you want to put in office is going your direction, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you can get on and off that bus, but if you're not going to participate in that process, then what happens is that your interests gone."
And a lot of, I'm going to tell you something. When I hear people say, well, my vote don't count anyway, and I tell people this all the time, if your vote wasn't important, they wouldn't try to steal it.
Exactly. Look at how
nobody steals stuff that's worthless.
Exactly.
So your votes are important. That's why you got to get out and vote. Every opportunity you get to voice your opinion and your voice, because people have died for that, you need to do it.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they don't want to talk up. They're afraid to get involved in all these different things. And I can understand, because there's a lot of, it takes courage to do things sometimes.
I have no courage.
Yeah,
I have no courage.
Well, you know, you just do it.
I'm just dumb.
Well, that'll work is good, you know.
I'm dumb, and I see something, and I can't not do something about it.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, and the thing is, it takes all kinds, like they say. Yeah. And it takes every different groups of people. Everybody have got to work together. Mm-hmm. And this country, man, if we're going to pull this stuff back together, because this dude has destroyed a lot of stuff, man.
He has.
His administration, they have allowed a lot of things to go lapse.
But,
you know, and you still got to do your announcements.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll keep going then.
Yeah, because, you know, you put people on the mic that like to talk. And that's what
I see.
I can talk.
I see that.
Yeah,
I love talking. So, yeah.
Oh, well, let me do say this. Yeah. Your type of blood saves lives. The blood drive will take place Friday, which is tomorrow, June the 12th at 12 noon until 5 p.m. at the American Red Cross, location 1849 Somerset Drive, Marion, Ohio. And also Saturday at Martin Luther King Park, there is a event. Marion Matters. What's that called? I left the thing at home.
It's called Marion Matters. I don't know. I got it on my phone.
And Peace and Freedom, they're having this big event at Martin Luther King Park. It starts at, I think, noon to 2 or 11 to 2 tomorrow at Martin Luther King Park.
Well, I don't know why.
Do you have the picture of the flyer?
Somewhere.
I left it at home.
I don't have
on
it.
On the table.
Sadly.
There you go. Block party. Yeah, Saturday, June the 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Martin Luther King Park. Get your kids. They're going to have inflatables, food, music, and all that kind of stuff going out there. Martin Luther King Park. Martin Luther King Park is on the map.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's on the map, and they have a lot of events going on for June and July.
You know, that was not a that whole thing was a gift from God, that whole park being developed into that.
Okay. So, events like you going said, on.
Martin
okay.
Luther King is...
It's on the map.
It's out there. Does
yep,
thing.
It's on the map.
And it's a nice little park, too. Yes, I like going over there.
Mm-hmm. And it's a part of our community, and totally. We have community events for everybody.
Yep.
Try
everybody.
To.
Everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, try to.
Absolutely.
I held an event there once.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Nobody
good,
showed
good,
up,
good.
But I had one.
That may happen from time to time.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
And but they got a basketball tournament thing that's going to be coming
back.
Wow. Coming
yeah.
back.
Okay.
That cool. should be. That, is that July. In September? July? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I used to drive up from Merlin to see
did
that.
You?
Yeah, man, I used to come up from Merlin.
Oh
and,
my gosh!
Come up here and take time off and come up here and watch that. Them games are good, man.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
So that's July. After the 4th of July, I will be announcing that too. I don't know. I got so much stuff going on.
You got
here.
A lot.
You got a
I
lot.
Do.
I have no
I
idea
do.
How anybody can keep track of all that.
Back to school and all
that's
of that.
That's just like listening to
back
it.
To school already.
That's like listening
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, but those
guy.
Are July.
I can't remember all that stuff, man. I try to use my mind where other places, but. Just like Brown, he was talking all those different people he was talking about, and you do the same thing, Linda. You guys mingle with a lot of different groups of people as far as in politics, and you should run because you know too many. Your influence is too strong, and you know too many people on either side because you've been in the loop. Because I've been dealing with you for years.
Yeah, that's true. You have,
and I've been listening to you talk all these different groups of people and people that come in.
You should run.
You know, before we get
and I just met you, so I can't. I don't have the history, but I think you should run. So
yeah.
There you go.
I'm serious. You really should, man, because you tight on that.
Yeah.
You should just run. I'm telling you, man. You got.
I hear you.
You got a lot of info, man.
Even if you don't win, run. What's the worst that's gonna happen?
And see, right. And that's another thing too. You draw attention, even if you're running.
Mm-hmm. True. That's true.
So, I mean, but now it's up to you because it takes energy.
Know.
It takes energy and stuff.
Yes,
to run.
It does
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It really do.
It takes a
but
lot.
I'd be part of, now, I ain't going to say that because I'd be lying. I was going to say I'd be part of your campaign group, but I probably would. I would help you campaign.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would.
There's a lot to that, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Yeah. I think we can do it. We young.
So what'd you have on your mind this morning? I called you yesterday to come in. So
I usually keep my mind blank.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay. How does that work? Not wrong with that.
Not good. I had an old guy tell me one time. He said, you know what? He said, keep your bowels empty and your mind full.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's a good point. But no, I just basically, when you call me, man, all I do is pray and meditate and ask God to give me things to talk about for people that's out there. It may
right.
be just that one person that's out there that hears something that may change their life, you know?
Right, right.
And so that's basically what I do. And then I just kind of let it be open.
Right,
you know,
right,
and just let it flow. And that's why I was good with you guys was in here today, because it gave me a chance to say, man, I need to do some other things too.
Well, yeah, and hear other people's point of view and see what they're doing in our community. But I'm so glad that the Black Joy Fest will be the 27th of June here in Marion, Ohio at Martin Luther King Park as well. Begins at 12 noon till 5 p.m. We will have an assortment of vendors there.
Mm.
We will have food trucks there. Also, we have a couple bouncy houses there for kids. And we're focusing on youth explosion.
Mm.
We're trying to, you know, get our youth involved.
That's another thing
in the city, because mm-hmm. Our future is our youth. But not only that, today it's about youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to not exploit them, but put them out there and celebrate them. And you know, we have some gifted, talented young people in the city of Marion, Ohio.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Ross Vanis, he will be featured there, and also Roman. Bracey, mm-hmm. Malcolm, he will be there as well. He sings, and Russ Vanis, he plays the guitar, and he sings for all of them are so talented, and they put on performances at the Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So they'll be there as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have dance going on. Victor Floyd's going to be there, a band, adult band. So it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. So
that's good.
Anybody in our community, if you're out June 27th, please come out to Martin Luther King Park. And don't forget Bobby Floyd on the 20th, LaCosta Mays and Cameron Cage. This will be at the May Pavilion, which is the annex of the Palace Theater. Now, let me get out his flyer because there's some other information that goes with him.
Oh, Robert, he got his flyer. Let me see his flyer.
Yeah. Doors open at 6, entertainment at 6:30. Silent auction, general admission, $40. Pre-sale only. No tickets at the door.
Oh, really?
Really? Go ahead.
I'm going to have to give them a call.
No tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, this dude is great, though. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know
is.
If you know how much you know about Bobby, but we all grew up with Bobby.
Okay.
And Bobby taught me how to run a full C scale. And he used to tell me, because the teacher used to let us play music. And when it was raining outside or whatever, so they had a piano in the room. And he would say, man, you go ahead and play, because they want to hear the best for last. And he wasn't there. Man, this dude, when I met him in fourth grade, this guy could play all of Duke Ellington stuff, even at that age.
Oh, he's very gifted and talented. Very. He's an Academy Award winner.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He has gifts.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes. His Academy Award.
Mm-hmm.
So, my cousin was too, Bill Sims. He passed on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are too. But anyway, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's keep fired up. We got half an hour to go.
Well, I mean, there's always things to talk about, because we're talking about politics. And now you was mentioning that you like the fact that they want to build this general store, and you saying that the reason that you wanted it because we do live in a food desert.
Yeah,
over
we do.
In that area. That is true. But I don't know. I mean,
food desert and all kind of desert. We can't even get a Band-Aid or aspirin if we got a headache.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
me either.
We used to have Joe Manasi.
All this would be all type of stores down.
Yeah, you used to have
Silver
Tony
Street.
Manasi, Joe Manasi. You used to have the Manasi.
They were small grocery stores.
Well, they got old and died. And you were saying about the youth, there's no youth that took it over.
Right.
Okay. So those areas got changed around and rezoned, and they lost it.
There was two or three bars on Silver Street.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a lot of, it was commercialized, but people with money went that way.
Yeah.
And that's so they, what happened. They left the yeah. community. And right. so the community was suffered for it.
And right. that's what right. always happened, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the frustrating thing is that it's we need people in there to keep the community going. And if people are not doing that, then yeah, it ends up just falling apart. And then it becomes harder to maintain and or fix because it's difficult to do anything with that.
Right. You know, when we were going to school, I ain't gonna tell our age because some of us older than others. I ain't gonna mention no name.
I'm Gen X. So.
They taught us. They developed, or they was preparing the younger generations to take over. Mm-hmm. You know, they had different things in school that they don't teach that stuff anymore.
Nope, they don't.
And if they do teach it, it's so watered down because they want to remove all of the truths out of things so that people can't make good choices and be critical about what's going on.
Because it would make them feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
We can't make people feel bad.
Well, they ain't supposed to.
I mean, think of the children.
Oh, well, yeah. Don't make me feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, but
if
you know,
the children really knew what our history was.
You know how? Do you realize, man? Kids are the most resilient thing in the world.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So they can bounce back.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they need to know the truth of everything. Not mm-hmm. everything, but the truth about who they are and what's going on in life and that
true.
Sort of thing.
I mean, they should have all the information presented to them and let them. Come up to their own. Let them come to their own conclusions.
And that would work if they were developed. But a lot of times, and that's how we was talking earlier about how all that stuff gets stolen from you. It gets right. taken slowly, just like the lady taking a prayer out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
one person did that
shows you how that works. But you know, the prayer in school wasn't necessarily the big deal. The big deal was people had something that they was trying to praise and worship. And that they had a bigger thing that they was focusing on rather than just on the flag.
Right, going to school and
you know, so
studies, yeah.
I think that it was cruel that they took the prayer out because it stopped kids from looking at things as a higher power.
Well,
you know, so they start thinking that they can do their things to sell.
I'm going to push back on that a little bit.
Go ahead, push.
Because I don't think... So when you say prayer in school, great, but what prayer?
Whatever prayer you want,
because I mean that's going to take that could take a lot of time out of learning.
If you it depends
on the what religion are you praying.
You don't have to bring you don't even have to bring religion into it.
No,
the mere fact that you have
we did the Lord's Prayer.
The mere fact that you are a living being. Mm-hmm. Some kind of way you got here, whatever and however is whatever's responsible for you being on this planet.
Right.
That's what you should be giving your thanks and praise to. So whatever you want to call it, however you want to call it, whatever.
I pray the great Adam all the time.
Well, do that. If great makes you good, then you pray for it.
Right.
But I hope that if you need to pray and have something healed, that great Adam can show up.
Right. I'm just, the only reason I say this is because, if prayer worked, churches would be more effective.
Churches is a problem to begin with. So they can't be effective as long as they are churches because the church itself should be the people. Mm-hmm. And seeing you then lost the focus that it's not about that building, it's about what's in you. And people should be the church, but they're not. So now we classify these buildings with church as churches, and any clown can come in there and fill that and occupy it and train and take it anywhere they want, you know?
Right.
So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the person's pureness, the heart of
the church is supposed to be a body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That is the explanation of a church.
Yes.
They don't have to be
and
baptized.
They are.
But,
yes, that is the church.
You know,
that is the church. I mean, you can't change that. That is the church, a body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus.
When you say
now, you can have any type of church.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah, you can. Because we have all kinds.
See, you're still associating the word church with a building. Or with
that's what I'm talking about.
But religion is already something that needs to be thrown out. But
that's not religion.
Well, it is after a while because it's just like being in a cult.
A cult?
Pretty much.
It
you
get define a cult.
The fact that you following a situation or circumstances of someone simply because they've been placed into a position to know and you don't know. And it's just like now what we're finding out, learning more about the book of Enoch and Jubilee and all these different things.
That doesn't take anything away from Christ.
I ain't saying nothing about Christ. Okay. We're talking about church now.
See? Well, he is the church. Supposed to be. Well, that's why I said that. Baptized believers in Christ Jesus.
You ain't got to be baptized. You keep saying that. That's that old school stuff, man. You giving me that old time religion. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, he was baptized.
Well, then that was what he was done. But he was Jesus, the Lord.
And that
Christ.
Was our example.
No, he didn't say nothing about us getting baptized.
So oh, yeah, it's in there.
No,
it's
it ain't.
In there.
You asked for a definition of cult.
Right.
So I pulled it up.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cohesive social group characterized by extreme devotion to a charismatic leader, mm-hmm. and ideology or a set of practices.
Preachers. Church.
Yes, preacher. Church can be a cult.
They are cults.
If it's less about the teachings and more about the person speaking.
Yeah, right. Because we just seen our president have himself as Christ, and he was prayed on and laid hands on and saying, "Well, you are just like Jesus Christ. You was resurrected."
That was a doctor.
Well, yeah,
that's what he said.
Right. Yeah,
that's a doctor.
To confuse people, right? Oh, this is what I thought, right? I look like a doctor. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to squash all that.
You know,
but he set himself up like Christ.
Oh, he did.
Because Paula White laid her hands on him and say, mm-hmm. oh, you're just like Christ, resurrected from the dead. Remember,
yeah.
Mr. President, you was almost killed and you was raised up from the dead. The devil is a liar.
Of course.
Well.
Okay.
Now.
A liar.
Well, now, I agree with that. I mean, you know absolutely the devil
right.
is a liar.
The
man.
Way, the
but
truth,
now,
and the life. Only one.
But now that Paula lady, her history ain't good at all.
No, it's not.
You
no,
know,
it's not.
The way she came to be the person of that church and all the stuff that went on in
right.
that church.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, you know. That was some stuff that was crazy.
Right.
You know?
And like that one preacher said, this is who your president has called on to be his spiritual advisor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that makes sense, too, because she's just as full of bull as he is.
Right.
Right.
You know, so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Right, right.
Because you know?
He doesn't claim to even be spiritual. He doesn't.
Well, he
or
said
Christian.
He's going to hell. He already
right.
He's,
so
no,
he doesn't
he,
claim
no,
that.
He has claimed it.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Right, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, and that's the other frustrating thing when I talk to people, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, he's totally Christ-like. But how? Explain to me how.
They're not going to give you an answer for
no,
that.
The homeless,
because,
the motherless, the fatherless,
right,
the widow.
They can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like, well, why are you? Well, you're accusing him of this. Like, well, his actions are speaking louder than whatever he says.
I haven't accused him of anything.
I don't care if he says that you know, he gives to the poor. Show me.
Yeah.
Show me where he does.
Yeah. That's
oh,
true.
He's taking everything from the poor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still taking.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking
oh, yeah.
everything. He's taking
now,
everything
I heard he those cuts don't even come into effect until, like, January.
Well, yeah, you know why, right?
No. I just heard that the other day.
It's after the primary.
Oh. Then, like,
you can't
the,
do anything after that.
Yeah,
just,
the food stamps are
do?
Gone and
yeah.
the medical is going to be gone from people. It does not even happen until January 2027.
So, basically, what they're doing is this is their plan. If they lose... Then and the Democrats come in, then they can start blaming Democrats because it's like, oh well, the Democrats are in, so clearly they let it happen. It's the same strategy that Trump did with Afghanistan. He was the one that set us in motion to leave Afghanistan the way we did.
Mm.
Biden was forced to continue that process,
right?
Because
he
set the deadline on the way out. He knew what he was doing. He's an idiot, but he's a useful idiot.
He's a strategist,
right?
That is.
I wouldn't. I would. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. He's a useful idiot. He's a useful idiot.
Well, he does have some strategy, though. It's just that it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But the stuff
pocket.
For the thing is, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Because he knows only all he has to do is call on certain groups of people around him, like Mike Pence and Mike, the head of the. All he do is call on all these crazy people, Bundy and all these folks, and they do all this talking and stuff for him.
I mean, well, look at all of the, you know, look at Marco Rubio, and he wears clown shoes now because.
Oh, my goodness, that fool. Man, how you going to buy me some shoes and tell me to wear a certain shoe?
Right? Like, I mean, I'm
What? I missed that. What happened?
Oh, yeah, no. He has shoes that are too big for him.
And he walks around with them with his dumb ass.
Yeah. Marco Rubio.
Who bought them?
He's Trump.
Trump. And he has to wear them. Because this is how petty this dude is.
Oh, my.
You know the type of shoe that he wears?
No.
Well, okay. He wears the particular type of shoes. Mm-hmm. And he's making all his cabinet members wear the same shoes. Yeah. And he's buying them. And he don't even care about the size. No. So this fool is wearing shoes like he wears a 10. They even bought him a 12.
Yep.
And the shoe is too big and he's just walking around clumping around.
Because he has to wear them. He's required to wear them.
Yes.
Oh, because that's what the sycophant wants.
Oh,
and whatever the sycophant wants, it's what the sycophant gets. I mean, although I don't know if that's it or if it's that he's so petty. And because Marco Rubio used to, like, you know, nag on him when he first ran.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, and so maybe it's just a dig. Because
he used to call him Little Rubio.
Called him Little, and that would make sense. Little Rubio, he's too big for the shoes because he's Little Rubio. That's where my mind went as soon as I saw that.
That's funny.
As crazy as that sounds, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's got that kind of. Yeah, he is petty now.
Yeah,
he's definitely petty, and that's the thing. You might be right about that, man. As far as him, that's funny. Little Rubio got too big of shoes.
Right. Yeah, I guarantee that behind closed doors, he's like, hey, how?
Man, I'd have been done slapped this dude. Yeah.
Come in those shoes.
I don't get it, but then, you know, I ain't supposed to.
No, we don't have to get it, I get some of it, right.
Stupidity is for stupid people. And if you're not stupid, you don't understand it.
Right? So true.
So that's how come I always let
that. That's why I said I'm dumb, not stupid.
Well, that's a better. Yeah.
Right.
You can't fix stupid. You can fix dumb.
That's true. That is a true statement.
So.
What's his name? I can't think of his name. Tom Hanks.
Yep.
As stupid as stupid does.
Yes, exactly.
That never made sense to me. But I just kind
of. I never got it either.
I just kind of went along with it because he said it. But.
See, somebody once told me that stupidity is bulletproof. Because common sense, any type of reasoning just bounces off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I get it. It's
a hard shell.
Right.
Because you have to be determined to be that.
That's true.
That it requires more energy to That's do true. That than is it is true. To have an open mind.
Oh, my.
Well, see, you need to repeat that because a lot of people don't get that.
Mm-mm.
You know, you have to choose to be stupid.
Yes.
Wow.
You do.
Okay.
That's big.
Well, you think about the words stupid, ignorance, and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all have different places. Okay.
Right,
you
right.
know. And I used to tell people all the time when they would say, "Oh man, you're so ignorant." I said, "That's the best place to be because that means you can learn."
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Dumb means you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stupid means you know and refuse to choose it.
Ooh, wait.
Yep.
See,
100%.
You accept to still be that way.
Wow. Yep.
You know, I know. You hear this all the time. Oh, I know the guy lies and he does everything, but I'm still going to vote for him.
That's stupid.
That's stupidity.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Conscientious stupidity is what that's called.
Yep.
Wow.
And you know, people get offended when they get called out on it.
It's oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to call it the way it is.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can change it.
True.
You know?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this is what I see is this. And I'm going to tell you, this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can take it or leave it. When we walk away, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking about it again.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, you're not in my head rent free.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
He be damn sure. He and Barack is in his head.
Oh. I mean, there's so many. The American people are in his head rent free.
When that guy from Bahrain told him, he said, "We ain't talking to you, but we'll talk to Barack."
Oh, I know. That was.
Man, that.
Have you guys watched the Lego videos from Iran coming
Mm-mm.
out? Oh my, you need to watch them. They are amazing.
Lego videos.
Yeah. Yes. I only seen one of them.
Oh,
what's it about?
They just put these scenarios together, but they use Legos to do it. But
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
So basically, Iran is using AI and Legos to do propaganda.
Okay.
The problem is that it has a lot of people questioning, like, the situation, because Iran isn't doing it in a way that they're deliberately targeting the president.
Okay.
Specifically,
calling
out everything he's been doing and how it's hurting the people. And so now, this is like the first time that media has been used in this way, because normally it was like it would be a blanket attack on everybody, but this is pointed. So now it's hard. Now it's like, okay, you know, I'm supposed to hate Iran, but you know, they kind of make some good points.
That's what I was looking at too. The first one that I saw, like. I didn't know that it was. I knew it was supposed to be kind of like a dig, but the way that they presented it, I was like, "But are they saying that what they're saying is not true?" I said, because they write on what they're depicting, right?
Right.
But I thought it was interesting because they used these little innocent looking things to get this point across.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, you know, because Legos.
Right.
But yeah, they was hitting. They was doing stuff on all of them.
And you need to look at the images that they're putting in there, too, because they are also very important.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Like the fact that they mentioned that he traveled to the island 47 times, I think it was, 45, 47, something like that. They had all of the documents in that video about that.
Epstein Island?
Yeah. Yeah, they put all the documents. So it's like... You know, we're supposed to.
You know what I think is so cool about all this?
Yeah.
They never thought this group of people had that ability.
Right.
They didn't think they could fight them the way they've been fighting them.
Nope.
And definitely with their propaganda.
These people fighting since the world began.
They've
been fighting longer than that.
Their education is so far advanced beyond ours.
Right.
I mean, they're high in education.
Right, yep. Right.
So they haven't been breeding stupid people.
No.
Right. America does.
Right.
America do that.
And here's the other thing, too, is think about it this way. We've been fighting wars all around them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had a bird's eye view of exactly how we operate.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Notes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And
I
that's why
that.
They're able to do what they're doing, because they took notes. Yeah. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right.
We showed them this is what we're gonna do, and they were like, okay, we're ready for it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do now?
Yeah.
And we have no idea, because we're so used to doing it this way that we don't know what to do.
No, because that whole thing with
other than double closing the double closed doors of the Strait of Hormuz, because double closing, you know, if you close it, I close it, therefore it's closed. Like what
that's
is that?
Closed on both sides now, right?
There isn't even a both sides. It's just a one way in, one way out, and they're just like close. It makes no sense.
Oh wow!
They close it, we close it.
They didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and so this is
a wrap. But I heard him talk about the fact that he was briefed on all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
and he was told, "Hey man, if you mess with these guys, it's just like a sleeping giant."
He didn't believe it.
Well,
he arrogant.
He was told, "If you attack Iran, they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz."
Yeah.
He was told that. What did
he
do?
He's arrogant.
He did it anyway.
He's arrogant.
And you know, people keep missing the point of the Strait of Hormuz was open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Open
to everybody
before now, and I'm hearing a lot of conservatives talking about oil and stuff and how this is good for us. No, it's not. Oil is traded on the global market.
Yeah,
the global market. If you cut off a portion of oil from the global market, what happens to prices? Because the demand didn't go down.
No,
didn't change.
Nope.
Sure,
that means the prices are going to go up.
Right,
which
right.
means no matter how much you think that this is going to benefit us, because we're going to somehow get more oil in.
Right.
The price, we're still going to be paying that high premium.
Right. Absolutely.
We might not be paying it now, but we're going to when our reserves run out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen way faster than we want.
Well,
hey,
I don't know, because when they was talking about Biden was opening up our reserves and giving it. Apparently, America got a lot of oil someplace.
Yes, we do.
So I don't know how much, but
a lot less now.
Well, could be, you know.
Well, no, it is, because that's why
they haven't been replenishing it. Yeah,
right. We can't.
That's what it is. Yeah,
we can't.
That's
we're not getting any more in.
Right. I guess you got a point there.
Because the only way we could replenish it, like we could cut off trade for oil and not export it and start using it here. We can do that. We have enough oil to do that.
But it's not just oil, because we have other imports and exports that comes from that country that affects our groceries.
Yes.
you know.
Everything, yeah.
I went to get a thing of honey. This big was $8 at Kroger's with the bear yeah, face
because,
on it.
Because you're cutting off, you know, a large portion of of oil. We're not the only country that needs oil. There's other countries that need oil that now, because, yeah, you're right, honey's going to be more expensive. Why? Well, because if you're not getting it locally and you're getting it imported in, it's going to cost money. But guess what? The people that have the honey stuff, like, there's stuff that they need that requires oil to get in.
Yes, so absolutely.
That's going to...
We're all
affected. And, you know,
right,
people,
yeah.
They want to talk about, oh, we need to get rid of the globalization. Guess what? Too late. It's globalization. We're here.
Well, we're part of the globe.
Right.
So how are you going to not be globalization? How you part of it? This was like, so damn stupid. The fact you live next door to somebody and you set their house on fire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just stupid.
Right.
But, you know, it's the American people. Their mentality has always been like that. That's why Trump said up front, if I ever run for politics, it'd be Republican. He said, because they pretty much don't care or don't think. And he knew that.
Stupid people like him. He said it.
Yeah.
Stupid people.
Yeah.
Not dumb people.
And uneducated.
Not unintelligent, you know. Yeah.
Non-educated,
stupid people.
My. What a day. We live in.
And if you look and if you listen to people that go and talk, y'all follow Don Lemon at all?
A little bit.
Yeah. And when you listen to these guys talk, man, you find out, man, there's some stupid people in this country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's some real stupid people.
He has silenced a lot of voices.
Mm-hmm. I used to be in a way.
I can tell you that at one point when I was younger, I had no clue about a lot of stuff. I used to didn't vote. Man, ain't got time.
I voted Republican.
Well, it's okay to do that. I mean, if they still... helping the situation.
Right.
I did it out of ignorance. I didn't do it out of my family voted Republican, I voted Republican.
Right.
And then after the going into Iraq, that's what switched me.
Okay.
Because I was like, if we're going, because my thing was, it's like, I'm not okay with this, but if we're going in with the intent of rebuilding, fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't turn into that. It turned into,
no.
And I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, no.
After that, I'm like, I'm done. So the whole thing, when I knew this was going to happen again, I'm like, this is wrong. I mean, this guy's going to start another war.
And another one.
And these people keep doing it. And they keep voting for it. And they're, well, why are we going to another war? Well, I wonder why. How many times has a Democrat gone to war? How many times?
That the Republicans didn't already start.
Right.
None.
Right. It's been a Republican every time. And I challenge anybody to
question
that. And
we end up losing.
Yeah.
Vietnam War. We didn't win that war.
No.
We lost that war.
You know, lost that war badly.
Afghanistan, we lost that war. We didn't win that war.
I don't think you can win that war, to be honest.
We won that, but you know how we lost it?
How?
We stayed too long.
Oh, okay.
We won that war.
Well, I don't know. How do you win a war? I mean, you know, because at the end, everybody's dead.
Well, no, because what happened was that we went in for a specific reason. We wanted to change the regime. And legitimately, like, that regime was bad. Mm-hmm. The Taliban was bad. So, and so when we got there and people were like, yeah, no, let's get rid of these people. We don't like them. And then what happened was the opposite happened. Because we stayed there so long, we then became the occupying force. Mm-hmm. And the Taliban was like, yes, we can use that. And so they used that to get back in power. And that's how we lost the war.
We stayed too long, looking stupid, right?
That's what I tell you, man. Politics is crazy,
you
man.
Know, we stayed too long.
And we're looking stupid, right?
Yeah. We're looking stupid because we don't have a plan. We don't know what we're doing.
Right.
And we think the same thing is going to work. And it's like, no, the same thing doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
If we learn anything
especially when you're dealing with those people, you don't know anything about those people.
Them people are diehards.
We didn't know nothing about any of the people.
No.
I mean, you realize that Iran is like, it's part of, it's a culture in and of itself.
Yes, it is.
Like, you're fighting a culture. You're not fighting a nation. You're fighting a culture.
Right.
And that's the one thing I was saying, man, about cultures is culture is everything.
Yeah.
And if you can change the culture, you can change the people.
But that's a slow process.
But culture is hard, man, because everything filters through it.
And you can't do that by brute force.
No, you can, and you're not going to do that with Iran.
No, you're not.
Well, you know, you can only bully anything for so long.
Right. Right. So true.
You know, I love the, oh, well, you got to go in and punch them. I'm like, okay. So you're telling me that we're sitting here talking. For me to be able to talk to you about an issue that we have, I need to punch you in the face.
Mm.
How is that going to work?
You don't.
Because what are you going to do when I do that?
We're going to fight back.
Right, that's right. You're going to fight me
back. What I don't understand, first, I mean, why are we so concerned about whether Iran get a nuclear weapon? Hell, you got 400,000 of them in America, and they got one?
That is the question. That right there is the important question. I have an answer for you on that.
Well,
it's because we want... It's the military-industrial complex,
too.
And it's Israel. We want to control everything. Look at every time that a country was destabilized. Every time. What was it they were trying to do that forced us to go in and act? They were trying to change something that negatively impacted the American empire. They were either switching, they wanted to do something socialized.
With their money or something, yeah.
Right. They wanted to go away from the American dollar. Oh, we can't have that.
Right, right.
And so.
Well, that's why they killed Gaddafi, exactly. I believe.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was doing good stuff.
Look at, best one, Venezuela. They have oil there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were they trying to do?
Get that oil.
Well, it's not just that. They were going to socialize their oil. They were going to have the government control it and take away from private interest. And we can't have that.
No.
We can't have
that. Still oil.
Yeah, but you can't control that entity. They individuals, you can pay them off.
We are out of time.
As always.
Yes, we are out of time.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank
Enjoyed you.
You.
Hopefully
you. Yeah.
Our listeners did,
Willie
too.
Willie Harris, Tap 1. Tune in.
Amen. We will be celebrating 12 years on the air tonight at 7 p.m. here at WGH Talk. So we'll be live on the air as well. So join in. Yep, at 7.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.